from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Curry, jab, triple, he sticks it!
Steph, say calm down, everybody.
It's cloudy with a chance of Curry's.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nah. It's cloudy with what of Curry's?
With a chance.
It's more than a chance. I didn't like that one. The golden dagger I'll take. Noah Eagle. Ian Sun. Along with Dwayne Wade. Whew. These guys were on fire.
Get him off my television.
Oh. Next I thought you said to capture the moment.
No. The lead play-by-play analyst. What's my guy's name?
Well, then give Wade credit for laying out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry put on a show.
The chef.
Hell of a debut for Curry and Wade. Am I right?
I would agree. I would agree. Just spectacular. Curry was absolutely spectacular. Yay! Now do you feel bad for him because he got no help this summer? You know, depending on how you look at it, wow. Let me ask Warrior fans this. The phrase all in. All in. If I said, do you think the Warriors went all in for Paul George and Markkanen? My answer would be, no, they didn't. I don't think they did. I think they could have gotten Markkanen for sure if they wanted him. Okay? And now looking at Paul George, I mean, you could have just kept throwing stuff at him and maybe gotten them to bite, even though they didn't want to get into the second apron. And so when you see Steph Curry do what he did on Saturday, do you think Joe Lacob's got to revisit something like this?
It was a very aggressive opportunity, a very aggressive play on our part that we went after some players. And you look, this is no surprise. It's been reported at the trade deadline as well as around free agency. We've taken a couple of big swings. I'm sure other teams take big swings too. We haven't been able to pull it off. It doesn't mean that we're not trying. You know, it just means that it's very hard to do. You have to get two sides willing to do it.
So that was Joe Lacob referencing the call that he made in February to the Lakers about LeBron James, and to a lesser extent, talking probably about the pursuit of Paul George, Markkanen, et cetera. Do they got to revisit it now and try harder That's what I'm wondering what Warrior fans are thinking at 888-957-9570. What do you think now, Goo?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's nobody available right now.
Gotcha.
But there are always players who come available with the coming of a new season, and there'll be somebody who might be gettable in November, December, January. So, seeing what you saw, does it become more imperative that the Warriors get this guy some help?
Yeah, and yes, and it's been that way, and that's why people, you guys could call me naive, but unless you know for a fact, Jack, you cannot tell me I'm wrong when I sit back and think the Warriors went all in, one to get Paul George. I think that was personal, Steiny. I think Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and Lacob's son and everybody involved know just how great. And we had Kirk on our show, Kirk Lacob, about a month ago at the team store. And he told us and he spoke just glowingly of Steph Curry and how he takes care of himself. So then you get to marketing. And then I'm like, okay, what happened with marketing? We heard the reports, but after the reports, people out here were down on his game, but the team damn near gave him $300 million. So to me, that tells me they really, really didn't want to get off of him. And they don't look at Kuminga or Pods as guys that they're going to build their franchise and start over with. So I'm taking Joe Lacob at his word. I do believe they went all in. And back to your million-dollar question about moving forward, or let's just say, the deadline this year, Bonte left out of here and said, Goo, would you want LeBron James? And I'm telling Tater Mac, hell yes, because this is what Steph was talking about. And it's imperative that you get him a bona fide, not a it rotates number two. You gotta get a number two. So whatever that takes, Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Well, they had an opportunity apparently to get marketed, and they didn't want to give up Podziemski.
Yeah, but what if Utah didn't want Pods to get rid of marketing?
Of course they did.
You can't prove that.
Well,
of course they did. That's hearsay, and I'm not saying
it's not hearsay. It's a report
from who?
From multiple NBA writers saying that Podziemski was the guy that Ainge wanted big time.
Yeah.
And the reason he wanted him big time is because he's under contract at really fair money.
Okay, so, and I'm just saying, to that ideology, you're going to give the guy that you're willing to give up for Pods because he's so cheap, and then you're going to turn around and give him $300 million? That tells me you like marketing more than a lot of people are letting on. Or think.
You don't think the Warriors had any chance at marketing?
I don't think Pods or Kuminga are the reason they didn't get him. I think the Jazz did not want to get rid of marketing.
I think highly of. Well, why did they take calls for 6 weeks?
The same reason the Clippers had the Warriors thinking they had action on getting George.
But they were losing Paul George, is what I'm saying. First of all, I don't think the Utah Jazz wanted Kuminga. To me, that's the exact same thing as Brandon Ayuk.
You think so?
Yes. It's like, so you want us to give up something, take Kuminga for the right to pay him more than Markkanen. Like, why would they do that? But now Podziemski, if they're like, no deal without Podziemski, my question is, looking at what Steph Curry did, would you have thrown in Podziemski if that's the one that, would you have thrown in an extra first if that would have gotten it done?
I got to believe Joe Lacob, they would have. Like, if that was holding up the...
I vehemently disagree with you.
Wow.
I feel like when I saw them sign, okay, when I saw Lauri Markkanen sign for $228,
yeah,
and I see reports that the Warriors package was centered on Moody, that does not tell me they went all in. That's all. It does not tell me they went all in. And listen, if you don't think they should have gone all in, regardless of what Curry did or didn't do, I get it. But I absolutely, the day Markkanen signed, I really felt like, okay, they could have gotten Markkanen if they really wanted to get him.
Do you think they regret that now?
They thought it was a bad deal. They thought it was going to be a bad deal what they were going to have to give up for Markkanen. I think.
Yeah.
Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great conversation. Happy money. Listen, first of all, Curry should have been MVP. I know that LeBron pretty much carried the team. I think he was the most enthusiastic throughout the event. But I mean, it's about the moments, man. And Steph reminded us again. And by the way, Guru, we don't need to be reminded how great Steph is. The Fort Warrior fans know how great Steph is. So this didn't change anything. It just made it more impactful. But the worry I have going into this year, guys, and I think that we know Steph's a superstar. He's not just a star. He's a superstar. So I keep saying to surround him with these guys that you're bringing on a team, just I call them J-Bogs, just a bunch of guys, right? And you're playing them with a superstar. I mean, I think Lakers have taken a big risk. They better get off to a good start, because if we're talking midseason and this team is mediocre, Steph's going to be looking around and rolling his eyes saying, what's going on? So I think that we got a problem. And the other thing is regarding the whole thing with the trade. I don't believe they were all in.
Oh, wow.
I disagree with you, Guru, on that. I think that they postured and they want the fans to believe they were all in. But I didn't even believe they were all in on PG3. I didn't believe that. So when it came to marketing, I could see that coming. Lakers saying that Plodge was going to be an all-star. And come on, man. He's trying to sell us on going with these young guys. But I'm worried that it's not going to work. The whole thing with Kuminga, what kind of attitude is he going to have? He's trying to get an extension.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk involved. I wish we should have gone out and gotten somebody. It didn't have to be marketing or even PG3. There's other guys, I mean, below the radar, they probably could have gotten that are better than the guys they have. So if this team doesn't get off to a good start, guys, I'm worried. That's all I got. Thanks.
And Sonny, let me just go real quick, because I just had the thought. You tell me what you think. Do you think in a crazy world, we talked about what effect Curry, the guys around Curry, just being around that greatness would have on his mentals. Do you think now that the Olympics are over, he closed it out, had a great experience, that maybe his cord will be short if the Warriors, to Austin's point, don't get off to a great start? In a crazy world, could this be the worst thing to happen, that Curry tasted this success and was reminded of what big-time basketball is about, to where if they don't get off to a great start, Steiny, he might, as they say in the streets, flash quicker than had he not had this Olympic experience?
Maybe.
Wow.
I think you got to allow for that possibility. I mean, if Steph Curry finishes out, I mean, I just look at that.
Man.
I don't know if it's logically or not, but I look at it. Yes, yeah, Steph Curry just had another crowning achievement 2 days ago. He said he had more fun in these last 40 games than he's had in a long, long time.
He did say that.
He's coming into training camp in a couple weeks. He's going to see Pods. He's going to see Kuminga. He will not see Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's not going to be practicing with him in training camp. So what Austin is saying is, because of everything that's happened, because they didn't get Paul George, because they didn't get Markkanen, because Steph Curry just proved again that he's one of the greatest players in the game,
mm-hmm.
might Steph Curry think before he normally would, you know what? This just isn't working here. I'm looking around the league, and LeBron's got Anthony Davis, and Luka's got Kyrie. Maybe Steph looks and says, you know what? I don't care how great I am. We're going nowhere with just me. So I think, what Austin's saying is that there's two ways to look at it. One is the Warriors now feel pressure, like they always should have, to get Steph Curry some help. But maybe Steph Curry's fuse or Steph Curry's mindset changes because he wants to get somewhere with a better player than the Warriors currently have on their team right now.
And you know I get excited. And when you do that tandem exercise, I just get goofy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bumps, but for so long, Curry always had his Robin. It was Klay, then it was Durant, and now Steinie. In a year that they're coming off of not making the playoffs and the Jordan Poole fiasco, not saying he was ever that, he was the Robin for the first couple, now all of a sudden the reality is my man doesn't have any help.
Well, not as much as some other guys.
But there's not one name I could give you. Well, we got a guy that does a podcast and gets all the stuff on the social media, but as far as Steph and who else, it's crickets right now. And that's a damn shame. Well, it is crickets. Jiminy Crickets. That's who Steph's... I'd ask you to give me a name right now.
Of
what? You could just pick on his team. Would you go Kuminga or would you go Dre?
Doesn't matter. It's not good enough. Wow. It's not good enough.
Damn.
Zach's in Redwood City. What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
Hey. What's good, guys? I'm glad that you talked about Jim Harbaugh last time I called and pulled up that clip because that was just really comical. But I just wanted to, you know, when Steph, you know, I agree that he should have won MVP, but, you know, LeBron was a heavy, heavy favorite. That said, if you go back and watch his press conference or his post-game, talk right after that, right after the win, I think that was a direct shot at the Warriors front office saying, come get me some help, because you look at every single guy, whether it's KD or LeBron, right, and they have help on their team. That said, I called into the roast this morning, and I'm looking at a guy in Memphis, Jaren Jackson. I'm not really sure Jaren Jackson is available, but if I'm the Warriors, you got to start at least making some calls. And the point I wanted to make up is – Who are you going to get, right? Because Lauri Markkanen's gone, and I agree with the last caller that I think that was all a bunch of BS, right? Mm. Like, I don't think the Warriors were all in on Lauri. I don't think they were all in on PG. So I'm looking, and I'm like, well, maybe Jaren Jackson. He's a defensive player of the year. Michigan State alum. You pair him with a guy like Draymond for his first couple years, and he takes the reins. So I don't know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zach. Man. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, too.
I mean, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. Or no, I said it last week. And you tell me if you guys agree with it. And it's that I do think the Warriors are kind of trying to have it both ways. And what I mean by that is Joe Lacob and the Warriors continue to talk about finding a big boy to put next to Steph Curry.
Yeah, right.
But I keep reading from Shelburne and Fisher and Shams that the Warriors do not want to give up Pajemski or Kuminga because they view them as part of the future. So which is it? If you're not willing to give up Kuminga, Pajemski, and a couple picks, you're not going to get a big boy.
Right.
You're not.
And tell Steph and saying you're not
people,
all in.
And staying and saying you're going to get him, I think is insulting to fans who know it's going to take more than that to get the kind of guy we're talking about next to Steph Curry.
And you don't think he knows that, Steinie? Maybe that's why he said what he said in Vegas. But it's interesting. It's like, hey, Steinie, I want to go get a pair of Jordans. Well, you can want to go get them all day and have the money, but when you get in there and they're out, that you can't get them. There's no, like, Jaren Jackson, I believe the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be a problem. I think just collectively they grew without Ja. Why would they jettison Jaren Jackson Jr.? I think Memphis is, I got to be careful here. They're going to be improved. And I know they got Edie, but man, Stoney, I'm sitting here thinking what they need. Like, there are no names that are realistic right now until next year's deadline.
I mean, you'd be surprised. We know how it works. I mean, and I'm not saying this is the guy, but you know,
give me a name.
It's not a guy that's okay. going to interest the Warriors. But you think you couldn't get Trae Young right now from Atlanta if you really wanted him? I think you probably could.
I always like me some Trae.
You want to go get? Let's see, who else? I bet you could get one of Denver's guys. Believe it or not. Because they got to figure some stuff out. Portland, you want a Jeremy Grant? Mm-hmm. Is that enough? Probably not. But you know how it works. When Joel Embiid gets hurt this year and Philly's chances go down the drain, maybe they'll have a guy or two available.
He's too old.
Cleveland's got some guys who are pretty good. I don't know if they'd be number twos to Steph Curry, but they'd probably help make you better.
Wow, man. And the season, I know, Stoney, the Olympics just finished, but it's coming fast. We're talking about football all day and how excited we are, but the NBA is right behind it. And in a year where the Warriors didn't make the offs, we need to see if Melton, Slow-Mo, and Buddy Hield are going to change the four. You know, like, there's no Clay to blame now. This is crazy.
Mike's in Oakland. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what I think that what Steph did in the Olympics, obviously at the last game versus France, he created something great. He is the guy. He is the man. He can do it. And I think he created some with the Warriors that as well, because it's an attraction. Come play with us. Steph's the guy. Steph, I could play with Steph. I want to play with Steph. So that's what I think that it kind of helped us a little bit on the Warriors side to say, hey, I want to come to the Golden State. I want to see what we could get. And it's going to help them reach out to others who they do need, who we need, so we can succeed, at least get a playoff run and go from there. So Steph does it again and actually is recruiting. He can help recruit. And I think that's a good thing for us.
Appreciate the call. I mean, there's one right there.
What you got?
This is what I mean. This is what I mean. And it's specific. Okay, it's specific. But who's available? Okay, I don't know who's available, but watching the NBA over the last 40 years, people come available. That's the one thing I've learned. Well, like who, Steiny? And I say, okay, this guy would not fit on the Warriors, but a player like Trae Young, a team could probably go get this year. And here we go.
What do you got?
Trae Young, Steiny? Are you trolling? Trae Young, Steiny? Are you trying to get worse on defense? See, that's what I mean. I didn't say the Warriors should go get Trae Young. I used him as an example of a player of a certain stature that becomes available. All right? So I made a list. You know, you want to get Zach LaVine? Okay. You don't think he's good enough to be a number two? All right. That's fine.
Health concerns.
What about, could you get one of Phoenix's big three? Booker, Beal, Durant? Well, you probably don't think Beal's good enough, which is fine. What about Zion? Could you go get Zion Williamson? There's no chance he's happy.
Ingram is a realistic possibility. But I don't know if he's ready.
I think Williamson's going to be available at some point. Mm. No way he wants to stay there.
He needs to lay off that gumbo.
And that's why you got to, LaMelo Ball. Does he do it for you? I don't know. He's probably not quite good enough. You'd look like a better number two. But somebody's going to become available. And the question is that guy going to be good enough to form a partnership with Curry that gets them back into the mix? You got to figure out who that player is and if he's available.
Yeah, I'm just up here thinking about next year and everything, being proactive, Stoney, because it's easy for me to do when I'm thinking about what was the biggest disclaimer about the Warriors season last year, and it was something that I was fighting against, hoping it could get rectified, and it didn't. And that was Wiggins and Kuminga coexisting. So I was thinking maybe one of these moves would alleviate that and one of the guys would be gone. But the bottom line is they're both here. And I'm still having that same thought that just, you know, I just got a pit in my stomach. Like, how is that going to get fixed? And you talk about guys fitting the Warriors. How about this? You got guys on the Warriors that don't fit the Warriors.
Well, then they're in trouble. You know, then they are in a little bit of trouble. 650. Would you trade? Steiny, I'm trading Draymond Green, Kuminga, Pajemski, and 3 firsts for KD and Booker. Who says no?
Yeah.
How about one of them? Would you give up Green, Kuminga, Pods, and 3 firsts for Booker or KD?
In a Booker, I would.
Yeah. What about KD?
I think the end is near.
So
and I love him.
But this is what I mean. If the Phoenix Sun says you want KD, we'll give them to you for Draymond, Kuminga, Pods, and 3 firsts.
No, it's not
all,
now.
All in means you make that deal if you're the Warriors.
But you hate, well, you're not saying you would do it, but 3 firsts, damn.
I wouldn't, but.
2031 Warriors, I think there are a lot of
the fans that would. And Steph Curry just reminded us all that he can close.
Steiny, I just thinking about it, man.
I mean, my question is, do you watch a game like Saturday and say, we're more likely now, what do you think? Is it more likely the Warriors actually get somebody in here as a bona fide number two for Steph Curry? Or do you look at that game and look at how much fun he was having and look at the joy he was playing with and think, he's more likely to want out now to put himself in a position to play more of those kind of games because he hasn't played in a lot of those kind of games in the last couple years.
Can the answer be both, Steiny? That's called emotion.
Sure.
That's called a roller coaster. I felt both of those things, and I feel it now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry put on a show last night. Do you feel like it's more likely that the Warriors can get a guy in here to give the Warriors a shot at winning another title? Or do you think after watching that, boy, I hope he doesn't want out because his single-minded goal is to start playing in more games like that where he can have fun and he's got a realistic chance to win. The other thing is how realistic do the Warriors have this year in terms of winning and how many games? 888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry, another reminder of his greatness over the weekend. And my question to Warrior fans is, okay, now what? Now what? Because the season's coming up. What do you do, if anything? How do you play it? Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Shopping for a new car? From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.